Let's pray in the offering. Father, we thank you. It's such a pleasure to give. Well, blessed are those who give, O Lord. It's more blessed to give than to receive. And we thank you, Father, that each time we obey you in this area, there is a savour or sweet-smelling incense that goes to your throne. It's pleasing unto you. We give you thanks and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing one more worship song. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. Let's all rise together. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. All I ask. To be like Him. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, all I ask to be like Him, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I ask to be like Him, all through life's journey, from earth to glory, all I ask to be like Him. One more time. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus, all I ask, to be like Him, all through life's journey, from earth to glory, all I ask to be like Him. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Let's go to God in prayer. And not forgetting the fact that by November, Pastor Kevin will be taking over the pulpit ministry. And so we got just a few more series to cover for the end of this year. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we praise you and thank you for your grace, your mercy. We ask, O God, that you continue to open the eyes of our understanding. Reveal yourself to us, O God. And grant that by your grace we may, through our inner eyes, see your glory. Bask in the sunshine of your love. And that our hearts will be encouraged in you. And we will grow from glory to glory, grace to grace, until we meet you face to face and say, we have finished all the work that you have asked us to do. For this world and this life is but a passing vapor. In a short time compared to eternity, all that we see around us will pass away. But your word will not pass away. And the things that your spirit built into our lives for all eternity will not pass away. So continue to transform our lives as we sit in your presence. Speak your word of life to us. Cause our ears to hear the word and the voice of the Holy Spirit that we need to hear. Put faith in our hearts through your spoken word. Confirm your word as always with signs and wonders. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, Amen. We have been touching a series on practical issues of Christian life, and we are continuing on that series. This morning, we are going into a different area, but of course, it's all related. You notice that as we talk on all the various issues that we covered last week on on the conscience and on all the different areas, we talk about being ourselves, about being natural to ourselves, or who we are and who God has made us to be. But of course, subject to being in line with the Word of God. So this morning's topic, we are looking at what I call balanced Christianity. Balanced Christianity. Christianity and the Bible, which is of course the main bulwark of all our theology, all our practices, and everything that we do, is filled with different possible interpretation and extremes. And it's very easy for us as humans, we have limited mind and we emotions that are not 100% conformed to the Word of God, to so easily go off on a tangent instead of continuing to revolve around the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Many examples we can point to the Word of God. But even in Christian life, as you know, that sometimes people can be caught off on a tangent and they will just keep doing one thing without realizing that Christianity is it's simple, but it's not as simplified. Because sometimes we tend to oversimplify things, and it's not possible. You know why it's not simple possible? Because in this world, we have a finite mind and God is infinite. So let's face it, we will never fully understand God in this lifetime. And we will never understand everything of God in this lifetime. We will never understand 100% of everything of the Word, because there will be shades that we cannot see 100% with this finite mind. And if that is so, which means oversimplification can be dangerous. However, when God reveals His truth, and we see those portions of truth, the truths tend to be very simple. Not complicated, and simple in the fact that anyone could understand it easily. So that there is a balance even in that statement. It's simple, but not to be oversimplified. Even that sentence itself needs the counterbalance. And so in Christianity, there's prayer, and sometimes you can go prayer, 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 and then you neglect the Word. And you can go Word, 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 and you neglect to spend time on prayer. Or you emphasize on worship, 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 and then you forget that there are other aspects of Christian life like fellowship. Or you could emphasize evangelism, 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 and then you forgot to emphasize building disciples. So there are so many aspects to Christianity that there's enough places in the Bible for us to go to extremes. That's what denominations sometimes end up as they are, in extreme tangents. What more the Christian, practical Christian life? So let's look at some things here on the practical issues of Christian life. And I need to give some scriptures for balance. Let's look at Paul's statement in the book of Philippians, chapter 4. Philippians, chapter 4. In everything, there must be balance. And the word balance, some people dislike that because they feel that balance is compromised. No, the word balance just means to be in a synchrony, to be in harmony, to have all things properly in its perspective. So it's a good word, not a bad word. Balanced Christianity. And after this series, you might find that you're imbalanced. Okay, now Philippians chapter 4. You know, sometimes when you have this balanced Christianity, who was that who wrote the book? Well, there's one Christian guy who wrote the book, Basic Christianity. It's not too bad a book. It's an English preacher who wrote that book. I forgot his name. Could be John Stock or somebody. And you read Basic Christianity, you realize it's not so basic. You read The Normal Christian Life by Watchman Nee, and after you read it, you find that everybody else is abnormal. And so here we talk about balanced Christianity, and you may find that everybody's imbalanced. At the end of this sermon, we give an altar call. Philippians chapter 4, please. Thank you. Paul says here in verse 12, I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Now look at Paul. That's being balanced. And it's not just one particular area. He says, look at the word in your Bible. It says, in all things. Spiritual things, physical things, natural things, mental things, and anything you can name is included in the word A-double-L. What's the Greek word for all? What? Oh, the Greek meaning for all means all. Everything is included. All things. And then it says everywhere. Whether he be in Macedonia, whether he be in Asia Minor, whether he be back in Rome or Italy, or whether he be in Antioch, or whether he be in Australia if he were alive today, whether he be in China or Africa, everywhere, every place that he says to be, he will learn to be balanced. He will learn to abound. He will learn to be abased. He will learn how to, when he has abundance, and to feast or to fast, to be hungry or not to be hungry. He's balanced in all situations. He says he learns to be content in all of life, in all of his work. That's balanced Christianity. Let's start with one particular area. And since this suggests the area of wealth and poverty, and you can see here that it says to be abased and to be abound. You can interpret in many areas. It says, I've learned both to be full and to be hungry, to bound and to suffer need. When he's accepted, when he's rejected, or all situations, there is such a thing as learning how to balance in all those things. Of course, in verse 13, it's not done through his own strength. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And many times we memorize verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We forget that verse 13 was based on verse 12. The strength that God gives us is not so that you can do all things with Christ and go on one extreme. It's you can do all things with Christ by keeping perspective of all things. Christ gives you the strength to balance between all those extremes. Because to be balanced, you've got to be able to take the pressure. Because if you cannot take the pressure, you will be off on a tangent. When an object in space revolves around another object, like the moon around the earth, the
the earth around the sun